Here we go. Here we go. Sports betting, brother, and bring it up. Oh, my. We have a ton of hoops, ton of action, tons going on. And as always, thank you for joining the Sports Bet University and Sports Bet Funding's kind of combined report of the daily picks report from the Sharks, the Whales, the Big Boys. We accumulate and get all the selections put together and go through sort of the selections for the night and the big picks that we anticipate will hopefully do well. In fact, yesterday, after I think five or six of them, we were about two buckets away from sweeping the board for free. Crazy stuff. So, again, if you have any questions or need any assistance with getting a new sports betting account funded, that's what we do. Sportsbetfunding.com connects sports bettors to sports books. And on a daily basis, we help and assist customers that have had their credit cards blocked, their debit cards blocked, or whatever the case. And because we're a third-party company here in the U.S., we don't have any card blockages. Our service, in turn, does the cryptocurrency or the Bitcoin transfer for you. So we charge a whole whopping $4.95 to take the time and energy to do that. And then we connect you with any one of the seven top-rated sports books that you can choose from. And it's easy to come to the website and say, hey, want to put a couple hundred dollars in mybookie.ag. That transfers happen and everything takes place in a short period of time. And you're up and running that same day 99% of the time. And we always keep track and give you verifications of funds so you know where your money is at all times. So it's awesome, and we're happy to help. But let's get on to the top picks and the selections going on today, guys. I think the top pick of the day is going to be on the Orlando Magic plus 9.5 tonight at Oklahoma City. And that game seems to be sort of a revenge factor. If you just recently, that Orlando did lose to the Thunder. And I think that with the top selection being tonight at Orlando at plus 9.5. Now, a lot of other outstanding games going on. And one of them earlier that we had an early line on was actually on San Diego State. That line opened up at a pick 'em. It quickly moved to 1, 1.5. Now it's a 2, 2.5. And you have a lot of that West Coast money jumping on San Diego State to get it done tonight at UNM. And that's a late game. Now, we also go through and look at a lot of the money movement and the percentages of tickets. So, for example, if you have a high percentage of tickets and bet tickets on a particular team, however, you have a high percentage or a higher percentage of money on the opposite side, that's typically a very good sign. You have smart money on the other side, and typically that's who's moving the line. And we can always monitor the lines to see if the public's moving it or if the sharps are moving it. And we'd rather, of course, be with them than against them. So we have some money movement lines and money movement tickets we're going to kind of announce to you too. One of them going off is certainly going to be here's four or five here that we've got listed, and we have the picks and the selections. But then next to it, it says no balls. No huevos. It's because the teams you're going up against, you know, it's just difficult to pull the trigger on some of these teams. So let's get right after it. First one here in college ball is going to be Illinois. And Illinois right now is at a plus 10.5. They're at home going up against Michigan State. It's hard to go against Michigan State, right? But you got 83% of the tickets and 73% of the money on Michigan State. And really not a lot of line movement to move that up. It's gone up now to about 11. But you got a little bit, amazingly enough, more dollars on Illinois, some sharp money on Illinois. So if you like that, grab some Illinois plus 11. Another one is in basketball is going to be Duke. I mean, you got a lot of money coming in on them. That line hasn't bumped a whole lot, but 24 points is a lot of points. But, you know, kind of looks like you'll see a pretty major blowout for Duke tonight. That's just a lot of points. Interesting game going on is the Florida State Syracuse game. You got reverse line movement, and they're almost just begging you, please take Syracuse. Please take Syracuse, because you've got 73% of the tickets and 66% of the dollars. However, they lowered it to 2.5. That's called reverse line movement. So when everyone and their brother is on a particular side, and then they make it even sweeter to get more people over there, It smells fishy, smells like a trap. But again, tough to take a little bit of Florida State as they've been not playing as well. And that's on the road at Syracuse. So that's another one that if you had any huevos, take some Florida State plus the 2.5 or the 3. Also, in NBA ball, you've got a tough one. Well, let's go back to one more college, Rutgers. Tough to take Rutgers, right? I mean, tough to take them. Let's going to pull the money up here real quick and pull up the line information. And we'll quickly find out here. They're going up against Michigan. Opened up at 10, went to 9.5, but you got 83% of the tickets and almost 68% of the money on Michigan. However, you got reverse line movement, dropping it down to 9.5. Rutgers would be the play. So there you go, guys. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. And, you know, there's your courage. There's your value. And if you can swallow it, it takes, you know, the Illinois and the Rutgers and some of these teams at home that are getting some double-digit numbers going, although you get some awesome teams coming in, it's just really tough to do. And it's just one of those things where it's so dumb, it might as well work. And in the NBA action, you have Cleveland tonight. We're going to quickly pull up that information. And for the Cleveland Cavaliers, that would be a play, but it's hard to go against Boston. You know, once again, this land opened up at 13. Now it's down to 10. But again, you've got 71% of the tickets on Boston and only about 42% of the money. So just that would be probably the alleged safest play, believe it or not. But you've lost 3 points in value. As they clearly are trying to get money coming in on Boston. You know, it's tough to back Cleveland, right? It's tough to put your good hard money on a bad team, which is always kind of a heuristic that we avoid. So those are some games and those are some teams. If we had Huevos, we'd go for it. But we are going to be playing the Orlando Magic tonight plus the 9.5 for probably 2.5 candy bars. That's kind of probably be the biggest one. Going to throw a little bit of Vandy in there plus a 7.5 to hang in there tough with Arkansas. That'll be worth another candy bar. And then also Dayton. Dayton's on the road with St. Louis. And real quick, we'll give you the numbers on that. That's another one that's had a lot of line movement on it today. And we're going to go ahead and follow suit and play a little bit of Dayton. They're, you know, a saltier team, a better team, a little more, courage to cover that. And right now the Dayton line is at -1.5. So that line opened up at -1 for St. Louis. And what we like about this is you've got 48 and 52% of the tickets, kind of half and half tickets, but you've got about 68% of the dollars on Dayton, which and the line's moving accordingly. So we do like the reasons and the flow, the money flow, obviously flowing with them on that. Last but not least, we've got another sharp that's playing the under 131 in the K-State KU game. It makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, K-State KU, big, big rivalry game, not a lot of scoring going on. Excellent, excellent defense with K-State. Lost a little bit of value with K-State at -1. Now it's up to -3. So if you're on K-State, you should have jumped on them early. But again, probably believe K-State will probably squeak out the win. We anticipate a tight, tight, close, close game. That 3 points, though, is just enough to kind of stay off of it. However, if we're going to get on one or the other, we probably would be on the under in that situation, as well as the under 139 in the Wake Forest-Pittsburgh game. Those two teams just can't seem to score at all, and so certainly playing the under in that game would be a nice little play, a salty play as well. So lots of information there, guys. I mean, we literally just threw up a ton of information on there, but so let me quickly review. The biggest play we're going to go with today is going to be Orlando plus 9.5, playing some Vanderbilt plus 7.5, playing some San Diego State -2, playing some Dayton -1.5, probably just for, you know, funsies, throw a little under on that Wake 139 and probably a little funsies in the under 131. But again, we went through a ton of games where if we had any Huevos, we'd be with some Rutgers, we'd be some Illinois, we'd be some Cleveland Cavaliers and maybe some Duke and some Florida State. So hopefully this is helpful for you to identify some games, kind of compare and contrast with what you've come up for the day, and we want you to use this to make some cabbage. So again, stop by and see this at sportsbetfunding.com. Get yourself open up a new account today and make some money. Rinse, repeat. Here we go. Here we go. Sports betting, brother, and bring it up. Oh, my. We have a ton of hoops, ton of action, tons going on. And as always, thank you for joining the Sports Bet University and Sports Bet Funding's kind of combined report of the daily picks report from the Sharks, the Whales, the Big Boys. We accumulate and get all the selections put together and go through sort of the selections for the night and the big picks that we anticipate will hopefully do well. In fact, yesterday, after I think 5 or 6 of them, we were about 2 buckets away from sweeping the board for free. Crazy, crazy stuff. So, again, if you have any questions or need any assistance with getting a new sports betting account funded, that's what we do. Sportsbetfunding.com connects sports bettors to sports books. And on a daily basis, we help and assist customers that have had their credit cards blocked, their debit cards blocked, or whatever the case. And because we're a third-party company here in the U.S., we don't have any card blockages. Our service, in turn, does the cryptocurrency or the Bitcoin transfer for you. So we charge a whole whopping $4.95 to take the time and energy to do that. And then we connect you with any one of the 7 top-rated sports books that you can choose from. And it's easy to come to the website and say, hey, want to put a couple $100 in mybookie.ag. That transfer is happening. Everything takes place in a short period of time, and you're up and running that same day. 99% of the time. And we always keep track and give you verifications of funds so you know where your money is at all times. So it's awesome, and we're happy to help. But let's get on to the top picks and the selections going on today, guys. I think the top pick of the day is going to be on the Orlando Magic plus 9.5 tonight at Oklahoma City. And that game seems to be sort of a revenge factor. Just recently, that Orlando did lose to the Thunder. And I think that with the top selection being tonight at Orlando at plus 9.5. Now, a lot of other outstanding games going on. And one of them earlier that we had an early line on was actually on San Diego State. That line opened up at a pick'em. It quickly moved to 1.5. Now it's a 2.5. And you have a lot of that West Coast money jumping on San Diego State to get it done tonight at UNM. And that's a late game. Now, we also go through and look at a lot of the money movement and the percentages of tickets. So, for example, if you have a high percentage of tickets and bet tickets on a particular team, however, you have a high percentage or a higher percentage of money on the opposite side, that's typically a very good sign. You have smart money on the other side, and typically that's who's moving the line. And we can always monitor the lines to see if the public's moving it or if the sharps are moving it. And we'd rather, of course, be with them than against them. So we have some money movement lines and money movement tickets we're going to kind of announce to you too. One of them going off is certainly going to be here's four or five here that we've got listed, and we have the picks and the selections. But then next to it, it says no balls. No huevos. It's because the teams you're going up against, you know, it's just difficult to pull the trigger on some of these teams. So let's get right after it. First one here in college ball is going to be Illinois. And Illinois right now is at a plus 10.5. They're at home going up against Michigan State. It's hard to go against Michigan State, right? But you got 83% of the tickets and 73% of the money on Michigan State. And really not a lot of line movement to move that up. It's gone up now to about 11. But you got a little bit, amazingly enough, more dollars on Illinois, some sharp money on Illinois. So if you like that, grab some Illinois plus 11. Another one is in basketball is going to be Duke. I mean, you got a lot of money coming in on them. That line hasn't bumped a whole lot, but 24 points is a lot of points. But, you know, kind of looks like you'll see a pretty major blowout for Duke tonight. That's just a lot of points. Interesting game going on is the Florida State Syracuse game. You got reverse line movement, and they're almost just begging you, please take Syracuse. Please take Syracuse, because you've got 73% of the tickets and 66% of the dollars. However, they lowered it to 2.5. That's called reverse line movement. So when everyone and their brother is on a particular side, and then they make it even sweeter to get more people over there, It smells fishy. It smells like a trap. But again, tough to take a little bit of Florida State as they've been not playing as well. And that's on the road at Syracuse. So that's another one that if you had any huevos, take some Florida State plus the 2.5 or the 3. Also, in NBA ball, you've got a tough one. Well, let's go back to one more college, Rutgers. Tough to take Rutgers, right? I mean, tough to take them. I'm just going to pull the money up here real quick and pull up the line information, and we'll quickly find out here. They're going up against Michigan. Opened up at 10. Went to 9.5, but you got 83% of the tickets and almost 68% of the money on Michigan. However, you got reverse line movement, dropping it down to 9.5. Rutgers would be the play. So there you go, guys. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. And, you know, there's your courage. There's your value. If you can swallow it, it takes, you know, the Illinois and the Rutgers and some of these teams at home that are getting some double-digit numbers going, although you get some awesome teams coming in, it's just really tough to do. And it's just one of those things where it's so dumb, it might as well work. And in the NBA action, you have Cleveland tonight. We're going to quickly pull up that information. And for the Cleveland Cavaliers, that would be a play, but it's hard to go against Boston. You know, once again, this land opened up at 13. Now it's down to 10. But again, you've got 71% of the tickets on Boston and only about 42% of the money. So just that would be probably the alleged safest play, believe it or not. But you've lost 3 points in value. As they clearly are trying to get money coming in on Boston. You know, it's tough to back Cleveland, right? It's tough to put your good hard money on a bad team, which is always kind of a heuristic that we avoid. So those are some games, and those are some teams. If we had huevos, we'd go for it. But we are going to be playing the Orlando Magic tonight plus the 9.5 for probably 2.5 candy bars. That's kind of probably be the biggest one. Going to throw a little bit of Vandy in there plus a 7.5 to hang in there tough with Arkansas. That'll be worth another candy bar. And then also Dayton. Dayton's on the road with St. Louis. And real quick, we'll give you the numbers on that. That's another one that's had a lot of line movement on it today. And we're going to go ahead and follow suit and play a little bit of Dayton. They're, you know, a saltier team, a better team, a little more, courage to cover that. And right now the Dayton line is at -1.5. So that line opened up at -1 for St. Louis. And what we like about this is you've got 48 and 52% of the tickets, kind of half and half tickets, but you got about 68% of the dollars on Dayton, which and the line's moving accordingly. So we do like the reasons and the flow, the money flow, obviously flowing with them on that. Last but not least, we've got another sharp that's playing the under 131 in the K-State KU game. It makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, K-State KU, big, big rivalry game, not a lot of scoring going on. Excellent, excellent defense with K-State. Lost a little bit of value with K-State at -1. Now it's up to -3. So if you're on K-State, you should have jumped on them early. But again, probably believe K-State will probably squeak out the win. It'll probably, we anticipate a tight, tight, close, close game. That 3 points, though, is just enough to kind of stay off of it. However, if we're going to get on one or the other, we probably would be on the under in that situation, as well as the under 139 in the Wake Forest-Pittsburgh game. Those two teams just can't seem to score at all, and so certainly playing the under in that game would be a nice little play, a salty play as well. So lots of information there, guys. I mean, we literally just threw up a ton of information on there. But so let me quickly review the biggest play we're going to go with today is going to be Orlando +9.5, playing some Vanderbilt +7.5, playing some San Diego State -2, playing some Dayton -1.5, probably just for, you know, funsies, throw a little under on that Wake 139 and probably a little funsies in the under 131. But again, we went through a ton of games where if we had any huevos, we'd be with some Rutgers, we'd be some Illinois, we'd be some Cleveland Cavaliers and maybe some Duke and some Florida State. So hopefully this is helpful for you to identify some games, kind of compare and contrast with what you've come up for the day, and we want you to use this to make some cabbage. So again, stop by and see us at sportsbetfunding.com. Get yourself open up a new account today and make some money. Rinse, repeat. Here we go. Here we go. Sports betting, brother, and bring it up. Oh my, we have a ton of hoops, ton of action, tons going on. And as always, thank you for joining the Sports Bet University and Sports Bet Funding's kind of combined report of the daily picks report from the Sharks, the Whales, the Big Boys that we accumulate and get all the selections put together and go through sort of the selections for the night and the big picks that we anticipate will hopefully do well. In fact, yesterday, after I think five or six of them, we were about two buckets away from sweeping the board for free. Crazy, crazy stuff. So again, if you have any questions or need any assistance with getting a new sports betting account funded, that's what we do. Sportsbetfunding.com connects sports bettors to sports books. And on a daily basis, we help and assist customers that have had their credit cards blocked, their debit cards blocked, or whatever the case. And because we're a third-party company here in the U.S., we don't have any card blockages. Our service, in turn, does the cryptocurrency or the Bitcoin transfer for you. So we charge a whole whopping $4.95 to take the time and energy to do that. And then we connect you with any one of the seven top-rated sports books that you can choose from. And it's easy to come to the website and say, hey, want to put a couple hundred dollars in mybookie.ag. That transfer's happen. Everything takes place in a short period of time, and you're up and running that same day 99% of the time. And we always keep track and give you verifications of funds so you know where your money is at all times. So it's awesome, and we're happy to help. But let's get on to the top picks and the selections going on today, guys. I think the top pick of the day is going to be on the Orlando Magic +9.5 tonight at Oklahoma City. And that game seems to be sort of a revenge factor. If you just recently, that Orlando did lose to the Thunder. And I think that with the top selection being tonight at Orlando at +9.5. Now, a lot of other outstanding games going on. And one of them earlier that we had an early line on was actually on San Diego State. That line opened up at a pick'em. It quickly moved to 1, 1.5. Now it's a 2, 2.5. And you have a lot of that West Coast money jumping on San Diego State to get it done tonight at UNM. And that's a late game. Now, we also go through and look at a lot of the money movement and the percentages of tickets. So, for example, if you have a high percentage of tickets and bet tickets on a particular team, however, you have a high percentage or a higher percentage of money on the opposite side, that's typically a very good sign. You have smart money on the other side, and typically that's who's moving the line. And we can always monitor the lines to see if the public's moving it or if the sharps are moving it. And we'd rather, of course, be with them than against them. So we have some money movement lines and money movement tickets we're going to kind of announce to you too. One of them going off is certainly going to be here's four or five here that we've got listed, and we have the picks and the selections. But then next to it, it says no balls, no huevos. It's because the teams you're going up against, you know, it's just difficult to pull the trigger on some of these teams. So let's get right after it. First one here in college ball is going to be Illinois. And Illinois right now is at a plus 10.5. They're at home going up against Michigan State. It's hard to go against Michigan State, right? But you got 83% of the tickets and 73% of the money on Michigan State. And really not a lot of line movement to move that up. It's gone up now to about 11. But you got a little bit, amazingly enough, more dollars on Illinois, some sharp money on Illinois. So if you like that, grab some Illinois plus 11. Another one is in basketball is going to be Duke. I mean, you got a lot of money coming in on them. That line hasn't bumped a whole lot, but 24 points is a lot of points. But, you know, kind of looks like you'll see a pretty major blowout for Duke tonight. That's just a lot of points. Interesting game going on is the Florida State Syracuse game. You got reverse line movement, and they're almost just begging you, please take Syracuse. Please take Syracuse, because you've got 73% of the tickets and 66% of the dollars. However, they lowered it to 2.5. That's called reverse line movement. So when everyone and their brother is on a particular side, and then they make it even sweeter to get more people over there, It smells fishy, smells like a trap, but again, tough to take a little bit of Florida State as they've been not playing as well, and that's on the road at Syracuse, so that's another one that if you had any huevos, take some Florida State plus the 2.5 or the 3. Also, in NBA ball, you've got a tough one. Well, let's go back to one more college, Rutgers. Tough to take Rutgers, right? I mean, tough to take them. I'm just going to pull the money up here real quick and pull up the line information, and we'll quickly find out here. They're going up against Michigan. Opened up at 10. Went to 9.5, but you got 83% of the tickets and almost 68% of the money on Michigan. However, you got reverse line movement, dropping it down to 9.5. Rutgers would be the play. So there you go, guys. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. And, you know, there's your courage. There's your value. If you can swallow it, it takes, you know, the Illinois and the Rutgers and some of these teams at home that are getting some double-digit numbers going, although you get some awesome teams coming in, it's just really tough to do. And it's just one of those things where it's so dumb, it might as well work. And in the NBA action, you have Cleveland tonight. We're going to quickly pull up that information. And for the Cleveland Cavaliers, that would be a play, but it's hard to go against Boston. You know, once again, this land opened up at 13. Now it's down to 10. But again, you've got 71% of the tickets on Boston and only about 42% of the money. So just that would be probably the alleged safest play, believe it or not, but you've lost 3 points in value. As they clearly are trying to get money coming in on Boston, you know, it's tough to back Cleveland, right? It's tough to put your good hard money on a bad team, which is always kind of a high risk that we avoid. So those are some games, and those are some teams. If we had huevos, we'd go for it. But we are going to be playing the Orlando Magic tonight plus the 9.5 for probably 2.5 candy bars. That's kind of probably be the biggest one. Going to throw a little bit of Vandy in there plus a 7.5 to hang in there tough with Arkansas. That'll be worth another candy bar. And then also Dayton. Dayton's on the road with St. Louis. And real quick, we'll give you the numbers on that. That's another one that's had a lot of line movement on it today. And we're going to go ahead and follow suit and play a little bit of Dayton. They're, you know, a saltier team, a better team, a little more, you know, I guess, courage to cover that. And right now the Dayton line is at -1.5. So that line opened up at -1 for St. Louis. And what we like about this is you've got 48 and 52% of the tickets, kind of half and half tickets, but you got about 68% of the dollars on Dayton, which and the line's moving accordingly. So we do like the reasons and the flow, the money flow, obviously flowing with them on that. Last but not least, we've got another sharp that's playing the under 131 in the K-State KU game. It makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, K-State KU, big, big rivalry game, not a lot of scoring going on. Excellent, excellent defense with K-State. Lost a little bit of value with K-State at -1. Now it's up to -3. So if you're on K-State, you should have jumped on them early. But again, probably believe K-State will probably squeak out the win. We anticipate a tight, tight, close, close game. That 3 points, though, is just enough to kind of stay off of it. However, if we're going to get on one or the other, we probably would be on the under in that situation, as well as the under 139 in the Wake Forest-Pittsburgh game. Those two teams just can't seem to score at all, and so certainly playing the under in that game would be a nice little play, a salty play as well. So lots of information there, guys. I mean, we literally just threw up a ton of information on there, but so let me quickly review. The biggest play we're going to go with today is going to be Orlando plus 9.5, playing some Vanderbilt plus 7.5, playing some San Diego State minus 2, playing some Dayton minus 1.5, probably just for, you know, funsies, throw a little under on that Wake 139 and probably a little funsies in the under 131. But again, we went through a ton of games where if we had any huevos, we'd be with some Rutgers, we'd be with some Illinois, we'd be some Cleveland Cavaliers and maybe some Duke and some Florida State. So hopefully this is helpful for you to identify some games, kind of compare and contrast with what you've come up for the day. And we want you to use this to make some cabbage. So again, stop by and see this at sportsbetfunding.com. Get yourself open up a new account today and make some money. Rinse, repeat.